fly, nigga. Yeah. Hey, everybody, and welcome to Best Ambition with Roxy Hayes, the podcast. I am joined here today by Moses Prim. Am I supposed to say your whole name, or are you just Prim?
I mean, hey, man, you can call me whatever you want, Roxy Hayes.
Thank you.
But yeah, Moses Prim. I go by Prim. Yeah, Prim. Everybody knows me by Prim.
Prim of Prim's Hood Cinema. Tell the people a little bit about you and the fuck you be doing and shit.
Yeah, I don't know, man. I just be geeking, bro. I don't even do this. I don't know. No. But I do nostalgic 90s hood movies, black nostalgic type of content. They're not really reviews per se, but I guess they are. You kind of get a feel for what I do, but
I would call them a review, or at least like a synopsis. Yeah, you know what? That's what I call it. Comical synopsis.
Yeah, it's like Cliff Notes or something.
Boom. There you go.
That's funny.
You're welcome.
You get all the hood Cliff Notes, yeah. You feel like you watched the movie.
And they're actually funny. I don't know why I said it like surprise, but no, they're actually funny. Like, like I watch them. I don't really watch people's shit. You're welcome. I actually enjoy them. I share them with people.
That's what's up.
So that's what we're going to talk about today. We're going to talk about our three 90s hood classics that are terrible. If we can't think of three, then it could just be 90s movies.
That are terrible?
We don't like, the ones that are just like not good.
Oh, I got a bunch of those.
Yeah. So you want to go first or should I go first?
Well, do you have some in mind?
Kind of, but not really. Are we doing 90s or 90s 2000s? Are we doing hood movies in general? Which one?
Yeah, you know, like 90s 2000s, you know what I mean? Okay. Like the millennial hits and shit.
The millennial hits?
Yeah.
All right, hits. I'm starting it hard. Belly. Terrible.
I made a video on Belly, and I went so easy on Belly. But like that shit is
such a bad movie.
Damn, that shit is terrible.
Niggas love it though.
Niggas love it though. That's why I can't ever be super upfront about it, because I'll get some backlash. I'm like, are y'all just pretending to like this fucking movie?
Am I not getting it?
Because I'd be getting, you know what I'm saying? I get most movies.
The appeal. Like, yeah, I don't
it's a nice looking movie.
That's
it's
what I was like, about to say. The cinematography looks good, and I think that's what makes people like it. It was also the fact, like, DMX, Nas, like legit legends, but, like, the plot is fucking stupid. The acting is terrible, like, from every single person. Nobody's a good actor in that movie. The dialogue doesn't sound real. I don't even remember what was going on. Like I've seen that movie several times.
Nonsense.
What was happening? What was the plot?
So a lot of people they give me credit in my comments on the video just because they'll be like, I never even knew what this shit was about. This is the first time I ever really could piece it together. But it's they basically like two like crime type of guy, like these like Grand Theft Auto type niggas. They would like do hitman missions, or they like sell some drugs or rob niggas, or like do whatever it takes to like get money type niggas. And then like slowly their organization starts falling apart, and then this nigga DMX get saved or something. So there is a plot.
Yeah, like what was?
But you have to really try to even understand what the fuck they're doing, because there's so many random characters and shit. It's so much.
Which is the signal of a bad movie. Like, I don't know what happens in it. Like, I should at least know the plot. If there's some underlying messages or some symbolism that I don't get, that's something. But for me to watch that movie and have seen that movie like 6 times and still not know what the fuck is going on. Why was he eating that banana? Like, I don't know. What was that supposed to signify? How scary he was because he was eating a fucking banana? Like, I don't get it.
So it was Hype Williams directed it. He's like a big movie.
He used to do everybody's music videos and stuff.
He's the music video guy. And that was like his first debut, and like Nas and him and some other guys co-wrote it. So it was just niggas with a camera and shit, just doing whatever they wanted.
I'm always support black people. So yeah, this is my podcast. I'm gonna talk some shit. But if somebody asks me just in the street, like, you like Belly? I love it. It's great. black people doing black people shit. I'm always supported. But no, that shit is terrible. Okay, your turn.
Okay, my turn. Okay. I actually got a whole ass list over here because people be sending me lists of movies and shit. I mean, yeah, and I always got the list pulled up just because that's my thing that I do. You probably had never seen Blue Hill Avenue, but that's a pretty bad
movie. Let me look it up.
No, well, yeah, it's got the light skinned nigga from Jason Larry. It's got Jason Larry. I want to do a controversial one.
Okay, Alan Payne. That's his name. Yeah, there you go. Yeah, I got beef with him, but that's on another. While you pick your controversial one, I'm gonna tell you about my beef because I'm from Houston. I hate him because of Jason's lyric. Those accents and Jada Pinkett too. We got the internal beef. Those Houston accents, bro. I've lived in Houston most of my life. Nobody talks like that. And like, I know some people that were in the movie. My dad was cool with the vocal coach too. And he told me like he charged them up. Like, what the fuck did you teach them? Cause there were people that were there to teach them Houston accents. And my daddy was like, you did a terrible job. You did horribly. Yeah,
they hired that shit. Some rando.
Yo, like just, that's fine. They all sound like backwoods Alabama. It's just terrible. So that's yeah. Fine. What's your controversial one? I do like controversy.
So I haven't found a controversial one yet, but so low hanging fruit is Soul Plane. That's probably one of that's probably just one of
that
my
movie's terrible. Movies.
Yeah, yeah, but I mean everybody knows that it's not like anybody's defending Soul Plane like that and shit. You get some people.
I done got some arguments over Soul Plane though, but I think it's just for the same reason with Soma, like. It's black people, so we want to support, but I'm like, no, the movie was terrible. Objectively, it's not a good movie. What was the plot of Soul Plane?
Well, just niggas on a plane or whatever. You know what I mean? But
doing plane shit.
They gave us Kevin Hart, which that was like one of his first early ass roles. So I appreciate that.
And everybody had on bootleg. Nobody, I don't know anybody that saw it. Did that shit go to theaters?
That shit was in theaters. I remember the trailers and shit.
I never saw it in theaters. Everybody had to bootleg.
You were a little kid. Your ass wasn't going to see it in theaters.
I was in middle school. I was selling bootlegs too, so I was slanging that shit. So shout out, thank you, Kevin Hart, for giving me lunch money for letting me sell your bootleg ass DVD. No, I was in high school. I think I was like 10th grade. Okay, my next one. Ooh, okay. This isn't even. I don't even think it's a bad movie. I think I just hate it. And this isn't super controversial either. I gotta go Baby Boy.
Oh, I gotta go Baby Boy.
I don't like it. And the thing is, it's not a bad movie. It's good for what it is, but I think it's one of those movies that it's not as great as people act like it is. Like, yeah, same thing. It kind of gave us Tyrese as an actor, gave us Taraji, but like, it's not a good movie.
Yeah, I think it's more like, it's either like, you like it because of the meme or whatever, or you just hate it because I mean, but I think because that's like one of my favorite movies. But I'm looking at it.
See, it looked like it hurt your feelings
from the meme perspective. I'm looking at it, but also it's like shit like that. Like that's like super duper accurate. Like I never seen like a scrub nigga depicted like that so accurately on screen and shit in the movies, because like, you know, sometimes hood movies get it wrong and like the acting is like, yo homie, but like Baby Boy, like John Singleton shit, like always be like super authentic. I'll be like, bro,
very accurate.
That's really really how the fuck it be, like them arguments in the car and shit, like how they be on the steps and like the neighbors looking out the window
just yelling
and
shit,
like,
and
that shit's super duper accurate. So that's why I fuck with it, just because putting that shit on screen is not, you know what I'm saying, like that's, it's not that common and shit to see it done like that on the screen. Like,
I think BET ruined Baby Boy.
Lost in it. Yeah, they did.
That's what it is. BET ruined. They played it. They ruined that in Color Purple. Like,
oh yeah.
They played it. They overplayed it so fucking much that it's like, this isn't even a movie at this point. This is just like filler. Like how they did with Ridiculousness on MTV. Like, that's not a show no more. It's just.
Oh, well, I never fuck with
it. This shit was trash. We like Robin Big. We don't like Rob by himself. Like once Big died, black people were like, "We're done with you. You was just here."
I'm good.
Yeah, Baby Boy, I don't like it. It's not great. The acting's good. That's the thing. Like the acting's really good.
Yeah, I'll give him the acting.
The story's wild. Like it seems like it was very realistic up until a point, and then it just got kind of comical.
Yeah, like it's like a little silly too. Yeah, that's what I think. Like if they just tone the silliness down like 30%. Like that should have been
the whole all the shit with Snoop Dogg. I was like, this is a bit much.
Yeah, this
is a bit much.
And I think
you gonna rape me in front of my son. Oh my god.
Like, yeah, like Tyrese's performance was, you know what I'm saying? Like he made it, he was the one who made it funny a little bit. Like it shouldn't have been funny. Because originally that was supposed to be Tupac. That was supposed to be Tupac's role, yeah. But and that would have been way different. I feel like it would have been a lot better. Tupac is a good ass actor. But
yeah, it would have. It would have been a completely different type of bum ass dude though.
Yeah,
he would have been a respectable bum. Like even though
like
we know
Jody's
he's
like
bumming,
soft a little bit. Yeah,
like, he goofy. Like you get your ass beat.
Yeah,
like you know,
cartoons and shit,
you know, you got beat up by some children. Like they took your bike.
I can't imagine Tupac getting beat up by those.
They would have had to change it because yeah, us watching Tupac get his ass beat by some children. Like no, he would at least piece one of the kids up. They would have
had
to pull
it. It would have been different. Yeah,
he's about to beat Tupac's ass. We don't believe that you're just gonna beat Tupac's ass. The scene with him and Ving Rhames would have been cold as fuck. The one where you take the gun and he wipes it off, that would have been a cold ass scene with Tupac. Like, it's already a really good scene, but yeah, I hate it. And the scene I hate the worst is Taraji crying in the car. Even though it's realistic, I just hate. She looks so terrible. Like,
yeah. See, that's what I'm saying. Yeah, the meme ruined it for you. The meme either makes or breaks it for you.
I agree. Okay, your turn now.
So anything Madea, I'm sorry. I know black people love Madea.
No, hate it all. Thank you. All right, we agree on this
one. I appreciate that.
Which one's the worst?
I don't, you know what? There's like 100 Madea things. Yo ass good.
No, I'm coughing still.
That's all good.
Dang, don't tell the audio people they couldn't hear it. I think no, it's fine.
So as far as like the plays or whatever, because I've seen all the plays and shit. I've seen most of the movies. I don't know why.
On purpose? Okay.
So yeah, as a kid, you know, I ain't never had no cable or nothing. So all we had was old ass black lady DVDs and shit, like just generic
old ass black lady DVDs.
You know what I'm saying? So I'll be watching. If you skip the singing parts or whatever, like that shit kind of watchable or whatever. You know, if you got
the sing is the best because they can sing. I'm the other way. Man. I just show me the singing. Like I want to watch a concert. Man.
Like they have a good joke or two sometimes in the plays in general. So, I mean, I won't knock
a joke or two in a 2-hour play is wild.
Hey, it's either that or nothing, right? You know what I'm saying?
Nothing. I'm pretend I'm in the old days. I'll write some
you
parchment.
About a whittle.
Yeah, yo, that shit is terrible. I think I'm trying to think of which is the worst movie I've like. The older movies are all bad. They're all terrible movies. But the older movies, they at least had a. It seemed like they had a plot. Like it wasn't just like being goofy. Like he tried. He was trying.
Yeah, like that first movie was. Yeah, the first movie because Diary of a Mad Black Woman. He didn't direct that. He just wrote.
Yeah,
like the movie.
You can tell.
You can tell. Yeah. After everything else and shit, it just looks like a sitcom and shit.
It got wild. He just was doing shit.
He did two Halloween movies. Like, this bitch is earnest now and shit. This bitch is black.
The ones that are the best are the ones with Madea not in it. But even those, he just is so over the top with the drama. Like, why did Michael Ealy drop them two kids out the window? Like,
I don't know what you're talking about. Is that Why Did I Get Married?
No, that is Colored Girls for Colored Girls. And that's a play. And that's a play where everybody's doing a monologue. I'm like, how you cheese this up? Yeah, it's one scene where Michael Ealy, I think he was in war and he had like PTSD and he threw two children out the window and everybody in the neighborhood was just like, come on, bro. Daddy's Little Girls is pretty bad. I like it because Idris Elba. But did you see that one?
I remember liking that one a little bit. That one seemed like it was a higher production than some of the Madea shit.
It's bad. It's so bad. It's just random dialogue that's it's one scene with the mom's boyfriend trying to have a kid sell drugs and Idris Elba comes up to the school. And the daughter's like, don't say nothing, daddy. He crazy. He'll do it. He crazy. I'm like, why is she a slave right now?
Oh,
like,
wow.
And they were fighting in the principal's office. And the funniest scene is when Idris Elba finally fights, like confronts the drug dealer guy on the street. And they like brawling. And then all the neighborhood comes, like all the old people, and they beating up drug dealers with pots and pans and shit. And I'm like,
oh, they taking back the neighborhood or whatever?
Yes, with fucking Otis Redding playing in the background. I was born by the river. No, it was just, it's a lot going on.
But I mean, that shit, at the end of the day, it's for older people. That shit for old people. So I get how they fuck with that shit heavy. Like, it's got all this, everything they need. Like, all slapstick. The Jesus stuff. Yeah.
That's what it really is. It's the Jesus crying, stuff. Yeah. Crying. Old people like Jesus and crying. They really do, though.
I guess.
Jesus and crying and singing. And a child getting slapped. A child getting reprimanded for being sassy. They're like, yeah, beat that child's ass. So yeah, all Madea. So our list so far has been Baby Boy, Belly, all Madea. What's your other one? Your first one.
What's my first one?
I forgot.
I don't know, man. You should have been keeping score. Sorry.
It's not a score.
I thought I was going to win.
Win what?
You thought I was a sticker?
Yeah, okay, you know what? Yeah, well, if you don't remember your first one, then I can't tally up the votes.
Damn it!
You better look at your long ass list.
Yeah, hey, Boomerang. Have you ever seen Boomerang?
Yeah, I seen Boomerang.
I hate Boomerang so much. It's not
funny. Is this your third one? This is your last one. I mean, we still got time. You know what? We're going to five. Fuck it. This is no structure. We'll go to five. But it's my turn. You just gonna skip me?
No, that you just went.
No, you went. You said Tyler Perry.
Oh, I did.
See? Okay. All right, now we start from the top. It was Baby Boy.
That
Belly.
Wasn't the first one.
My first one was Belly. My second one was Baby Boy. Your first one was, you don't remember.
I don't remember.
And your second one was Tyler Perry.
Oh, you don't remember. You're a bad host. You're not listening to me.
I don't care. You need to shut up. Anyway, remember why I do my third one, because this is going to really piss me off if I don't remember now. You said Blue Hill Avenue, but then you took it back because you were trying to find a controversial one. Damn it. It's going to fuck with me, and I got to remember. We'll figure it out. Okay, my next one, is this controversial? I don't like Poetic Justice. I love Tupac. I love Janet Jackson. I don't like the movie.
All the little black girls love Poetic Justice.
I like her hair.
Yeah, right.
I like Janet Jackson. Like, I like them. The acting's great, but it's kind of the same thing. What was the story?
Was it like boring to you, or was it just?
Yeah,
like,
it was just. What are y'all doing?
Well, yeah, it was like a road trip movie. They were in a mail truck, and they had to go and deliver.
And
the
they fell in love.
In the back of the mail truck.
It's
like a hood romance. It's like a, you know.
Hated it.
Yeah. Okay.
Not a fan. I don't even have a long description. I just don't like it. Like.
Yeah, it wasn't my. Yeah, it wasn't my favorite. I remember watching it a lot just because I had the VHS and shit.
And you like it? Do you like it? Is that an enjoyable movie for you?
Well, that's another John Singleton movie where now I can appreciate
it. Yeah, it just sounds like I'm just shitting on John Singleton.
I get how you don't like it, because like you said, like, what's the plot and shit? Because I even said that about Boys in the Hood and shit in my review. It's like, that one's got, like, most of his movies are like that, where it's just like a day in life. Yeah, it's like that.
Which makes sense.
Where you just like, yeah, it's just like a, you know.
But that one isn't like, even as realistic. I think maybe that's why I don't like it. Because like Boys in the Hood, that feels like, God damn, bitch, I'm filming. it was a closed set. So, like, Boys in the Hood feels like I'm there. Like, it feels like these characters are real. Like, I know these people. What's another? Even, like you said, Baby Boy does feel like real characters. Poetic Justice doesn't necessarily feel like real people. Like, I don't think I've ever met those people. Like, none of them.
Kind of. I can see what you're saying. That's definitely like a weaker one out of all.
Yeah. It's just not a great movie. And I don't even have nothing else to say on it. That's it. Your turn.
Yeah. I think if they'd have not been in the mail truck, if they'd have fucking, you know what I mean?
Why'd y'all need the mail truck? Why was that so important to the plot? That's why I don't like it. Yeah. Because maybe that's what it is. It doesn't feel, for it to be a movie that's presented, it's like, this is realistic. You know, we seeing, was it Mos Def or Q-Tip? I always get them confused. It was Q-Tip, right?
Oh, it was Q-Tip, yeah. Was
yeah, the they got shot in the face. For it to be like all realistic, then y'all take this trip in a mail truck and go on to family reunions and shit. It's like, ah, this is not.
That was like a big part of the marketing, though. Like the mail truck, it was supposed to be like, woo, look how wacky that is. That's not normal, right?
Woo!
Yeah, so whatever. Y'all can
hate it.
Yeah, I don't hate it, but you can keep it. Yeah.
You can keep it. Y'all got it.
I think I should. Oh, no, that's too easy.
Wait, what is it?
I was going to say All Eyes on Me, the Tupac movie.
I'm not even putting that in the list. That's just.
No, that's not anybody's favorite movie.
Did you say Jason's lyric? Or were we just talking about Jason's lyric? I'm still trying to remember your first one.
I think you said Jason's lyric.
I said I just hate him, but I'm going to add that on there, but we'll get to me in a second. I'm really trying to remember your first one. It's going to piss me off.
No, I do have a controversial one here. So How High.
Ooh. How High. Ooh. Everybody loves How High. This shit not funny.
This shit not funny, bro.
It's not funny. It's not. We just like Red Man and Method Man.
Yeah, that's what it is.
That's it. We just like them. That shit is not funny.
Yeah, like everybody swears by that shit, but you turned it on. Niggas be straight the whole time. That
shit is not funny. Goddamn, close the set. I just watched it a little while ago just to like watch it. I was like, oh, this is not. I don't want to keep watching this. Like, I don't like nothing about this movie. I actually watched your review on it. I was like, I agree with all these points, and I wish you would have been a little bit more mean.
Yeah, I can. Like you said, niggas love it. Like, they're not
they
even
love it.
Like, they won't even rewatch it, and then they'll just be in there bitch defending it. Like, no.
I liked it when I watched it in 2004. That shit is ass. It looks bad. Like, it looks bad. It's not funny. Like it was only a couple times I laughed.
Yeah, there's a couple parts.
And most of them were just like, what the fuck? It was one of those like, this is what the fuck is going on laughs. Y'all really did this laughs? Mm-hmm. Not necessarily because it was funny. Yeah. What was the plot? They got high, they ate their friend. They smoked their friend.
Yeah.
Looking 52.
Yeah,
and
they was old as shit in
college. So old. And I get high. I think that's why I don't, this is not funny because I'm like, I get high, bro. I don't never get high and do none of this shit that y'all saying.
Yeah, y'all niggas too goofy. Yeah, this shit not. That's not how it is.
Oh, they treated that little white boy so bad. What street am I on? I'm in Grand Theft Auto.
There's a whole ass Fast and Furious movie going on.
I gotta move. I'm moving. I have to leave. Okay, so that's.
But here, swords and shit clinking. All this shit.
You know what's funny? We're just gonna forget your first one, and so you're at three now. I'm about to do my fourth one. We're gonna remember tomorrow. Mm-hmm. All right. So my next one. So wait, I'm gonna just repeat my list now because fuck this. Belly.
I didn't know I had to remember my list. I thought you was gonna remember my list.
No, Belly. What's wrong with you? Think I'm an actual host, Belly? Fuck! I just forgot it, and I did not smoke
baby
today.
Boy.
Baby boy. Belly, what was the one I just said? Fuck it. Now we're just having a conversation. My next one is Lockdown. Hate Lockdown.
Lockdown? Oh, is that Tupac in there?
No, Lockdown. The one where that guy kept raping. Yo.
Oh, so I just watched that for the first time on the stream the other day. That was actually a decent movie.
I hate it.
It's hard to watch. I skipped that scene because I was live streaming.
Those scenes. He kept raping that man.
That shit was pretty bad. I never seen that. I didn't know he did that role. That shit. I got a lot more respect for this nigga now because I thought he was just typecast as like
Stacy.
He's
Stacy in like seven movies. Range, yo, like a lot. Like it was just so much. It was. It's a sad ass fucking movie. It's a really, really depressing fucking movie. And it's not a bad movie. Same thing, like the acting's good. I just hate it. I just hate that movie. It's a lot. It's a lot of murder.
Yeah, it's just, I mean, that's random. How it is, though. That's how it
I don't,
is.
Not a fan. I could never watch that movie again. Gotta wake up.
Yeah, you gotta wake up, y'all.
And the message was don't go to jail, I guess. But, and at the end, I'm like, Avery would have died. He would have died.
I think the message is like, we gotta fix the jail because that shit fuck you up. Because, like, these niggas was like, oh no, I think, what did they even do? They go to jail. I think they did something stupid.
No, they didn't do anything.
Like, it was the bald head nigga from the wood. Oh, yeah, no, they planted a gun on them or something. They got a gun planted on them.
Was it? Okay, so I always get that movie, South Central.
Yeah.
And it's one more. It's Lockdown, South Central, and it's one other jail movie where the dude's like, no, that's South Central. He's like, yeah, I know he's a man. You know what? I'm gonna vote for both of those. I fucking hate both of those. And I actually do hate South Central more than Lockdown now that I think about it. Because South Central is the same reason I'm saying I'm like, why are y'all trying to be funny? That's the one I hate more.
Yeah, South Central's acting is horrible.
Like, what are you doing? Yeah. You think you gonna take from him? Don't you know he's a man?
Well, yeah, that shit was super early on, so I get it. That was like one of the first
72 boxes of cigarettes. Like, what are you talking about? You're not a scary villain. That graffiti dude for a racist, because they both had racist white dude that was trying to rape. Mm. Sorry, I gotta keep saying the R word, y'all. I'm gonna put it in the thing. There's definitely a lot of rape going on in these movies. But he... The graffiti was way scarier than that other guy. Mm-hmm. Graffiti was like actually taking, yeah, you know, and beating him.
Lockdown took it there. Like South Central was like, that shit was like, it was more like theatrical, like, you know what I'm saying? It wasn't, you know, it wasn't as gritty and shit. It was more like consumer friendly or whatever you want to call it. Cause it was an early ass hood movie. Mm-hmm. You can't really go that hard. That early and shit.
Deuce.
So they just had to, yeah, they had to make it, you know, palatable for the fucking white people trying to sell it to white people and shit. Like,
Lockdown was like, we don't care.
Lockdown. Yeah.
Gotta go, Bobby. Can't be alone in here.
Yeah, like shit like that. You gotta do shit like that.
Shot that little boy in the back. I was just like, this is a lot. And now I remember the third one. I was trying to remember. It was Prison Song. Prison Song, Lockdown. And South Central are the trifecta of jail. I think I just don't like jail hood movies. They're very depressing. Prison Song is sad as fuck with Q-Tip. Like, you remember that one? He pushed Fat Joe.
That.
Oh, I don't want to.
That sounds funny.
I'm going to spoil alert for it. Yeah, okay, so Q-Tip.
Go ahead, spoil
it. You had 30 years. So let me just. It's not supposed to be fun. It's sad as fuck, and you're still gonna watch it. So, Q-Tip is a child. There's a child, whatever. Him and his friend was doing some shit, and they went to jail. And his friend kept going to jail. His mom's Mary J. Blige, and his daddy is the dude with the locks that was in what's that wedding movie? The one My Best Man. The dude with the locks that married the stripper that ended up giving
Matrix.
I think that's him. Yeah, I think he's the daddy. I don't remember. Or it might not even be him now that I think about it, but whatever. And he ends up going to jail. Mary J. Blige ends up going to jail. So he's staying in a foster home. And then his foster brother is Fat Joe. And they end up getting into it. He about to go to art school because he can draw. And then
what do you mean? How old are these niggas? Are these
now they're teenagers now? Okay, yeah. So like it was children. And then, like, they show him as a teenager, and he's still in his foster home.
Fat Joe's a teenager?
Fat Joe's a teenager. So is fucking...
Like a teenager?
No.
Are they young as... Okay.
And it was Q-Tip. It was 2000-something. But I'm like, these are adults. He ends up pushing Fat Joe on the subway station thing, and he, like, gets electrocuted. I didn't have to act it out. He gets electrocuted. Q-Tip goes to jail, and he sees his friend, who's, like, pretty much been in jail since they were children. He, like... So Q-Tip, they showing all of this jail and how they fixing shit, and it's asbestos in this place and all this other shit. And then I think Q-Tip try to break out because whatever. So there's like a jailbreak. His friend ended up getting stabbed. And Q-Tip gets shot. There's the movie. Like, yeah, it's sad as fuck. And then they show all his paintings at the end with this sad ass fucking song. which is prison song. Mind you, he never saw his mom again. She went crazy and they just put her in a...
Well, is that why you don't like it? Because it's sad? You shouldn't be watching hood movies. Most hood movies are sad. You know?
But I mean, not even that it's sad. It's just like, it's so... the thing is, I like sad shit. I'll watch some sad shit, but it's just like, what was the point of this being sad? Like, what was I supposed to get from this? Like, I get it. Yeah. Jail is bad, but like, the characters don't have any redemption. Like, nobody gets redeemed in a lot of these movies. Like, nobody grows. The ones that I do like, there is some character growth. And even if they die, they're better people at the end than they were. Like, perfect example is, I'm gonna say Menace to Society. I like Menace to Society. Like, at the end, he finally becomes a better person, trying to leave, and he gets killed. Like, but he got killed protecting a child. Like, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
there's some character growth.
Yeah, you gotta have like a character to latch on to or something. Yeah.
Yeah, but in a lot of these movies, like, everybody's kind of shitty and it's just fucking sad and depressing. Nobody really grows, nobody learns a lesson, and everybody just dies, which is realistic, but I don't wanna see realistic. Like, let me get something. Let me get something.
It's a movie. I get it. Yeah.
Yeah. If I want to see that, I just go call my friends. Like, I don't want to see this. So yeah.
That's funny about Fat Joe on the train tracks, though, because that happens in Def Jam: A Fight for New York in the video.
Oh, it does.
he's like a boss fight, and you got to throw his ass on the train tracks. That's weird how this nigga keeps getting thrown on the fucking train tracks.
They're like, that's the only way to defeat Fat Joe. Uh-huh. Throw his ass on the train tracks.
Yeah, big ass. Yeah.
He's a weirdo. All right, what's your next one?
I got a couple of them. I'd say Drumline. Ugh! Drumline. I hate Drumline. People love Drumline. It's just... I'm not crazy about college movies and shit. I don't know why. I'm just fucking, I can't relate. That's why, you know, so I went to college and shit. You know?
Same.
Yeah. Yeah. That shit not, you know.
But even people I know that went to college. Maybe if I did, though. No, because it's even people that went to college and went to HBCUs and they're like, this isn't a good movie.
Well, I mean, yeah. See, I know a lot of people did go to college who love it and didn't go to college and love it and shit.
It's not a good. I think it's more so at the time it came out. I was in high school. So like everybody that was in the band was like, yeah, this is a movie for us. Like it was like that type shit. I think that's why people like it, because so many people are in the band. And it's like, how many other black band movies are there?
Yeah, that's true.
So, but it's a terrible movie, and Nick Cannon can't act. I'm sorry.
We don't have any band movies, so. Yeah.
What is it? The Butterfly? No, the Bumblebee. Fly to the Bumblebee.
Yeah, the Fly to the damn Bumblebee. You might want to hear that bullshit.
And once again, what was the plot? It was just he couldn't read music.
A hotshot. Look, he's just so cool, and he's too cool for school or whatever.
He's too cool for school. Yeah. And he wasn't. I think that's why I don't like it, because I never bought that Nick Cannon was cool. Like,
yeah, he's like a bibbidi bop, like a Fresh Prince type nigga and shit.
You about to say a bibbidi boppity boo?
No, I'm just saying, you know, he's like the bouncy type of cool, like the white people like and shit.
Is that what it is? Damn, that is what it is. They do like a bopping ass.
Yeah.
You just be doing shit. It's like, relax. We don't like that. You need to calm down. You're not cool.
Well, I mean, I think he realized that now, because he's, you know what I'm saying?
He leans into it.
Nick Cannon today is different, though. Nick Cannon.
Yeah, he chilled out. Trying
to
wear
the turbans and shit. You know what I mean? He's trying to get back in touch with his shit. But yeah.
Well, I'm here. He definitely was.
He was the bouncing boppy guy.
In every movie, they always made him do that. That goofy, little goofy bounces. Yeah. It's a bad movie. I agree with you. I don't think we've agreed on that many. I agree with this and the Tyler Perry. I don't like Drumline. This is not good. I don't want to watch it. If I was at somebody's house and they're like, let's watch Drumline, we got to fight in your house.
There was another one you agreed with me too. I see, I'm forgetting all of them. See? Now. We should have been writing them down, man. Once we listen back to them, it'll be fine.
That's going to be stupid. So we're going to be done with it. We're going to put it in the comments.
It'll be funny to, you know, saying,
like, we remember.
Damn it.
I think I agree with most of yours. Did you agree with? No, you didn't agree with Baby Boy. I think that's the only one that you disagree with.
Poetic justice, I didn't agree with that. Okay. You said you hated it. I said I didn't mind it.
Nah, I hate it. Don't put it on. If it's on, you know what? If it's on already when I come over, I watch it. But if you try to put it on, I'm leaving. Yeah. I don't want to watch it. But if it's already on, I watch it. If Baby Boy's on or you put it on, I'm leaving. If Tyler Perry's on or not on, I'm leaving.
Yeah, Tyler Perry, I'm out of there.
I'm out because why?
And I had a friend. That's not my type of environment. You know,
it's not. I don't want to. You. I don't like your energy. If that's what you like, I don't. You're not a good person.
Unless you're related to me or something.
Yo, and that's who be watching it. That's who be watching it. Family reunions and shit. To go back to where we going because ain't no structure. Who cares? Because it was something I was trying to say about it and then I forgot. The one that is the worst to me is two. I think it's Family That Prays with Blair Underwood and he was married to her. That's the one that everybody be memeing talking about. And he laid me in the bathtub and she let him rape me. That one?
Oh, okay.
That one's terrible. It's so much going on. And then the other one that's bad is the one with Rudy from The Huxtables.
Oh, what is that?
And it's Madea goes to jail, I think. No, it's a movie. It's Madea goes to jail. And I would never forgive my friend for this. We're going to the movies. It was like me, her, and like two other people. And I forgot what else was out. Whatever the fuck else was out, that's what I wanted to watch. And she was like, no, that's why Madea goes to jail. That's why Madea goes to jail. And I'm like, no, bitch, I don't want to see it. So she bought my ticket, so I had to go. And I was like, and it was late, too, and we just in here watching fucking Madea goes to jail. And the whole conflict was in college. Rudy Huxtable's like a crackhead in jail with Madea. And I forgot what Madea went to jail for, but whatever it was, And I think she like got a forklift and fucked up this white lady's car. She meets Rudy Huxtable and Rudy Huxtable just had a bad life because in college, Derek Luke was her friend. They were like childhood friends and he left her at a party and she ends up getting, once again, hate to keep saying it, raped by multiple men at this party and she always blamed him for leaving her. And why is that always a story with Tyler Perry? Like,
Yeah, there's some underlying. Somebody should check on that nigga, bro.
Yo, and then when you cheat on a woman, when you cheat on a man in Tyler Perry movie, you get the worst punishments. You gonna get AIDS or you're gonna get killed.
I hear it's that crazy. Is like a part of his backstory. Like he did come from a home like this.
He got assaulted sort of abusive and stuff.
Situation. I'm
not yeah. Sure. And it's like, I get it. Yeah. Come on, man. Relax. Go to therapy. Like, not even trying to be like that, but like, let's work these problems out in another medium at this point, because now it's 20 movies, and every movie you're punishing a black woman. Like, every single fucking movie. Then when he punishes the black man, it's just over the top comical. Like, oh, he got hit by a car, and now his wife dating The Rock. Like, what the fuck is this story? Yeah. What are you doing? You're just doing things. But I will give, he does bring a lot of black actors into the fold and give them money, but like, still, the movie's not good.
And yeah, and I'll give him that too, because like I said, like, that's not my demographic. It's all good. Yeah, it's not my demographic, but it's, he makes movies for older black people, which nobody else is doing that. You know what I mean? You gotta actually, you know, they gotta have something too. You know what I mean? The Roxy Show, Roxy.com.
What? Roxy.com.
That's right.
It's RoxyHayes.com for anybody that would like to shut up. Purchase some merch. It's Roxy Hayes. Get my charger. Okay, so is it my turn? No. Whose turn is it? I know. It's your turn. Because I said,
do you have ones that we like? Or we
can do that too. Like? Okay. Hold on. Put this on the charger.
I didn't know.
Look, I told you. There's a structure, but also no structure.
Okay, where the structure at?
These nuts. That was childish, but I'm not apologizing. I won't. Hold on. I got a hoodie with the sleeves cut off. You think it was structure on here? Okay. There we go. I look crazy.
No, you look gangster.
I am. Can't be out here alone. Oh, that's my favorite. Me and my brother caught that shit. New house. for Ray Ray.
Oh my God.
Got your boy out here, Bobby. And he giving him $10.
Yeah,
maybe.
I hate those niggas, bro. Yeah, that nigga's the worst.
He the one that got him caught up.
Yeah.
With the prostitute. That's why they in jail now. Okay, we actually can. Let's go ahead and do the ones we like. And I will let you start. What is a hood classic that you love? Like, that's really just your shit.
Well, you know, despite all the haters, Baby Boy is actually...
Don't make eye contact with me. Why you like it then?
No, I'm just... we already did Baby Boy. I told you why I liked it. My favorite movie probably... is probably Hustle and Flow is probably my favorite movie. Just,
really?
Just for that same reason. Just because like that shit is like that gritty, like realistic shit. Like it's hard to get hood shit realistic on camera. And like
it is.
Certain movies get that shit right. Hustle and Flow gets that shit super right. I mean, I'm assuming I was never a pimp or whatever.
But, or like, in Memphis. Nigga feel,
yeah, I was never in Memphis, but that shit feels like some southern ass.
I'm about to say, have you never been to Memphis at all?
No, I ain't never been to Memphis.
I do comedy in Memphis a lot. It's very accurate.
Yeah. Like, I mean, just southern, southern niggas in general. Yeah, just them southern, you know what I'm saying? Like, I have a lot of experience with southern niggas, you know what I mean?
Why are you looking at me? Well, I'm from Texas. That's how I think I'd be moving. Like, customers.
I don't know. Oh, yeah. Remind me of you a little bit. Yeah.
Shut up. I don't know. No, it is a good ass movie. The acting's really good. It looks good too. Like it looks.
Yeah, it does.
Look dirty. Don't it look sticky? Like.
Yeah, that shit look. And make it look extra HD or whatever. Just got all this sweat and drippiness.
I like when Ludacris gets beat up, and I love Ludacris. It's just funny seeing him get beat up, and he put the tape in his mouth from the toilet.
Yeah, that's gross. That's also the second time Terrence Howard beat the shit out of Ludacris on screen. Because Crash. I don't know if you ever seen Crash.
Oh, he did beat the shit out of him in Crash. Mm-hmm. Yo, Crash is so a lot.
Yeah, that's the controversial one. I like it. I mean, I remember liking it. I probably wouldn't like it now if I saw it, but I remember getting a lot of hate back in the day. Yeah.
For liking it?
Well, no, I remember the movie just getting a lot of hate back in the day just for being.
I liked it. They didn't have to shoot the world's take, though.
I mean, hey, man. Yeah, damn, in the hood movies and shit. Yeah.
Getting me like I know what murder looks like. Okay, that's a good one. I don't love Hustle and Flow, but it is a good movie. Like it's not a movie I just watch, but I do enjoy it. If that makes sense. See now, and it's funny. I'm not editing this, so
y'all gonna... Oh shit! Somebody swatted you. They swatted you.
It feels like it. No, it's just, I guess it'd be a lot of fires over here. It's always a fire truck just going by. Okay, what is, does this count? Does this, yes, okay. I got two, actually. No, I'm just doing my one right now. Dope, and it's not super old, but it's a hood movie, right? I love Dope. Dope is a really good movie. Same thing, I like the acting. I like how it looks. It was different, but not too different to where it felt like corny. And it was good. And same thing, I felt like there was like a character development. Like the main dude was just a little lame ass weirdo. And eventually, you know, at the end he gets the confidence. He's selling drugs and shit. it was a good ass movie. I liked that movie. And it looks good.
That one's super stylized. It's made by the same dude who did The Wood. Mm. It feels like that because Stacey is in it too. Stacey like makes a little.
Stacey stay in movies.
Yeah, I'm glad, bro. He deserved more. But yeah, that shit's pretty good. It reminds me of The Wood too, because the dark skinned nigga with a high top or whatever just therapy in the hood and shit.
And his friend, he got the two friends, and they. Mm-hmm. I like movies about friendship. I think those are my favorite kind of.
Yeah, so movies. You should be watching hood movies. It's not too many happy ass.
They do. We're not even that
more, though. We need to make more.
We do need some more happy hood movies, but even just that, like I do like Boys in the Hood is essentially about friendship. Like it's not a happy ending, but it's still about like I think I like watching stories that are not necessarily just about the action, but about like the relationships between people. So that's what it is. Not that it's sad, because most of them a motherfucker gonna die. Like, I know somebody's gonna die, but like, what happened? Like, how did we get to this point? Are we gonna learn about these people? Like, if I want to know who they are, so that I give a fuck when somebody dies instead of like, oh, somebody died. Okay, whatever. Who cares?
Yeah, I get
like, you. Let me get to know these people. So dope is my okay. Your next one, good sir.
The ones that I like or ones that I didn't like?
Ones that you like, because you said you wanted to do the ones you like.
Okay. I had another one I didn't like, but...
Wait, do it. Well, now I just want to hear it.
Well, everybody, I mean, you got served. I was going to say you
got served. Oh, that's terrible.
I just wanted to talk about how stupid it was.
We can talk about it. Why don't you like it? Because it's bad? I agree.
Okay, yeah, that's it, right? Yeah, there's nothing more to say about it. Yeah, I'm just scrolling my channel now and just doing all the movies.
Ones that you did already? No, it's the acting is bad. The plot is bad.
But I mean, yeah, of course. It's not even... I shouldn't even have brought it up.
No, I got a story about it, which is just random.
I figured you would have loved it. That was all the rage.
And I love B2K. Love B2K. No, but even as a B2K, no. Like, I didn't. No, and like, I was in, not in these B2K groups, but like, I was friends with all these other people that like B2K. I went to the concerts. And we went to see them. I saw the movie with some of my friends. And after the movie, I was like, that was a terrible movie. And they was like really fucking mad at me. Like, you're not supporting B2K. I'm like, this is not good acting, bitch. I don't give a fuck if I like you or not. This is terrible. So like a couple years later, I was in high school. We went to Astroworld in Houston. That's how you know this old ass story. I went to Astroworld. I was with my dad and like my little brother and a couple of my friends. We were at Golden Corral.
I thought you meant the Travis Scott Astroworld.
No, like, no, the actual. No, you okay? Mentally, no. But no, we were at Golden Corral because it was right next to Astroworld. And like, I think it was a concert or something that was going on. I don't fucking know. This does sound like I'm talking about Travis Scott. I am not. We were sitting there eating, and then Raz B came in. Raz B and his manager, not Chris Stokes, another one, and some other like little boy Christian rapper. And I was like geeking the fuck out, like, oh my God, it's Raz B, I love you. I want him to sign my napkin. And my dad was like, just go fucking ask him. And I was like, you can't just go ask for that.
Wait, which one is Raz B? Raz B's the big lips.
Yes.
The big lips. Okay, right.
Yes. And he wasn't even my favorite, but it was just like, it's Raz B.
I mean, yeah, what the fuck?
Lil Fizz was my favorite. So my dad was just like, went over there. No, it was Omarion.
Lil Fizz was like the roughneck and shit. They like,
he wasn't even rough. He doesn't rap. That's so stupid. Why did we think that? Like, he's such a bad boy. Yeah, he's just there. So my dad just went over to the table and was like, hey, can y'all sign this for my daughter so she can like shut up? and then they ended up having a conversation, and the manager was talking about how they were gonna start making a new movie. And my daddy told him, he was like, yeah, that You Got Served movie is terrible. If y'all want somebody to write your next movie, here you go, and gave him his business card.
I've been like, shut your ass up.
I was like, father, why would you why would you say it was bad? We know it's bad, but yeah,
they know it's bad.
I'm like, here, no, y'all movies suck. I'm like, but that's why I am how I am today. You look somebody in the eye and be like, hey, your movie was trash. You need somebody else to fix it. Here you go. Here's my business card. I'm going to start. No, that's the energy you got to have at Golden Corral. So, yes. It was terrible. Terrible movie. And what's the other dancing-ass movie with Columbus Short? That one's bad, too, but that one's better than You Got Served. The one where Chris Brown got shot.
Stomp the Yard. Stomp the Yard, yeah.
Pick one.
I barely remember
one?
That one. I don't even remember Stomp the Yard.
You got to pick.
Yeah, I got to. I mean, I guess You Got Served, then. That's my shit. That's some good ass dance moves.
Stomp the Yard. Changed my mind now. It's not because you don't remember Stomp the Yard. The dancing was better in Stomp the Yard.
Well, no, they were doing. It's like a college movie and shit, though, right? It was like they were like stepping and shit. Yeah, that shit was stupid to me. That's not good. That shit dumb.
But he was dancing. No, but Columbus Short was dancing.
Oh well, he was like, he was fucking the yard up. Oh,
he was fucking it up.
And everybody was like, "What? You can't do that."
He's stomping the yard. It was a scene where he went in the club. And all these people were dancing, and then he went in the middle and did, from a choreography standpoint, this was fire. he did like all their different dance styles in their face. Like, yeah, bitch, oh, you can salsa, I can salsa. Like, he made the movie. It's a good movie, and it actually had a story and a plot, and you felt bad for the characters. Like, his brother got shot, like at the beginning. Okay. The bitches was crying in the theater. That was hilarious.
That's not funny.
It was funny. The bitch is crying. It's hilarious. Because they came for Chris Brown. Like, he was all in the trailer and he got shot in the first like 5 minutes of the movie.
Well, yeah, they couldn't afford that nigga for the whole
They're like, no. Have you seen our budget? We got Megan Good in here. Somebody got to go. So what was the one you were going to say that you liked?
Another one of my favorites. I don't want to pick like the easy ones. Oh, I'll say Juice. Juice is another super good one that's kind of overlooked a lot. Yeah, because that's an early one. That's super early, but that one's another one where it's like about friends and shit, and like you really kind of
see and you get to know the characters.
That yeah.
And when he killed that dude, you actually give a fuck. Hey, that motherfucker was crazy in that movie. Like, I think that is the movie where everybody's like, "Oh, Tupac can act." Like,
I was
so scared for Omar Epps when he was behind that locker. That whole monologue, like, this is a really good movie. When he shot him in that elevator, "You gonna do shoot me for all these people?" Yeah, bitch.
Yeah, I don't give a fuck. Yeah, Tupac. Yeah, Tupac was definitely up there with acting and shit. Like, I feel like he would have been like directing shit by now if he would have still been alive. Hopefully he would have not been an old nigga still trying to rap and shit. Hopefully he would have, you know.
You want to listen to 40, 50-year-old Tupac?
Nah, that's why we should stop listening to Eminem and shit. This nigga should already, you know what I mean?
And I love Eminem. Rapping. I want him to stop, though. That's enough. So you done beat the world records. I want him to act more. He's a good actor.
Yeah, that's what I said that shit too. Like 8 Mile, that's a good ass movie. Like 8 Mile's another good ass one. He's solid too. He's solid.
I think he just said he doesn't like to act, or he doesn't something with his schedule. Like he doesn't act. It takes a little time, but like you're good at it. Like you're a good actor. I'm sad. Okay, so I gotta pick one I like. What's a good one? I don't want to pick ones that I feel like are. You know what? Fresh. I like Fresh. Fresh is sad as fuck, though. I think you remember Fresh?
I ain't never seen Fresh.
Okay, I actually won't ruin that one for you because like I want you to watch it. Like
I get that requested a lot too. Yeah, I got it.
The little because he was in that's the boy. He was in the wood. He's a good ass actor.
The one from the wood.
The one the main little boy with the country accent.
Oh really?
He's the main character. Okay. Like the movie's mainly about him. Like he's in like 98% of the movie. The movie's following him, and I'm gonna just do a short non-spoiler. He pretty much is living in the hood, and he ends up like selling drugs. It's a lot of people that like dope like Fresh. Like dope is a more modernized Fresh, but Fresh is like it feels like same thing. Like I'm there. And you get to see he has like such a sad fucking life.
Oh yeah, because dope is like silly though. Like
yeah,
that doesn't seem like
sad ass. Yeah. Just kind of once you see it, you'll see the similarities. Like I said, I don't want to ruin it, but like just seeing a kid with so much potential, it's kind of the flip because we get to see him like live up to his potential. But like in Fresh, it's what happens if you kind of don't get to. Like if he doesn't get the same opportunities and like Samuel Jackson's in it, I think that was like his first like big role like that.
That's what Lockdown is about though. You were shitting on Lockdown because Lockdown had the bald dude from the wood,
the villain in Tyler Perry movie.
Yeah, and he was like,
it's just depressed. Like,
but I mean, yeah, that's I get. I mean, yeah, I mean, I'm not gonna split hairs, but that's what that was about.
But this one, I think, is like Lockdown. If we're going to compare it, Fresh has a story. Like, Lockdown is just sadness, sad jail shit. It's not necessarily a plot. Like, Fresh has a plot. Like, there's a story, and we're watching him go on this sad-ass hero's journey. We're watching this child, like, try to live life and do all of this stuff and essentially survive. But, like, we also see what happens. It like to children in the hood, like this is real shit that happens, and they go through shit, and it's an actual fucking story, and it's really fucking good. I want you to watch it like tomorrow. Like it's
okay. Well, I used to tonight. I might watch it tonight.
You should watch it tonight. Okay, plug your shit.
Yeah.
What's your stream?
Oh, Moses Prim. I'm on Twitch, y'all. Check me out. We be watching crazy shit. We watching Showtime at the Apollo.
Yeah, watch Showtime at the Apollo.
Yeah, you remember that shit? That shit's pretty lit, man.
It's Showtime. Check it out. At the Apollo. What time is it?
I don't fucking know. Whenever.
You talking about me. You just be hopping on stream?
Yeah, that's true. I got Tuesdays and Thursdays, though.
Okay, Tuesdays and Thursdays. Check out Prim with two M's on Twitch. Doing stuff and things, watching movies.
Yeah. Great.
Okay, we're going to do a couple more and get out of here because it's been an hour. You just went. No, I just went. Fresh, your turn. We'll do two more.
Do two more?
It can be a love or a hate. It doesn't matter at this point. We're not keeping track.
Set It Off is a good ass one. A lot of people, I mean, but yeah, I mean, everybody likes Set It Off. But it gets overlooked. Like, this is not just a good hood movie. That's just like a good ass, like, action thriller type of movie. Yeah, like,
I need that money. Kimberly Elise is so good.
Yeah,
she's such a good actress.
Well, I mean, watching it back, I don't know. I feel like she laid it on a little too thick and shit. She was almost like too like timid and like she was almost like special needs and shit. Not saying like that. I'm just saying she's
I know what you mean. Like it was a lot, but she robbing banks. She don't do that. Like
yeah, and she was supposed to be like the funny like comic relief type one almost and shit.
That's when we was like, Queen Latifah.
Fumbling with the gun and shit. Yeah, Queen Latifah. Super good.
Fumbling with the gun. Who else is there? Blair Pinkett. Underwood?
Yeah, Jada Pinkett got an entanglement with Blair Underwood or whatever. That shit was fire.
Vivica, that dude that got shot. The brother that got shot, he was in so much stuff in the 90s. Like, I remember Sister and I don't know his name. Was he in like the Jacksons or Temptation? He was in one of them kind of movies.
Yeah, he's one of those. Yeah, one of those famous that guys. I wonder what that nigga's doing right now. He got his bag and he's just chilling.
Look up. I'm about to find his name. Wait, can you actually you find his name and I'll do my next one. What is his name? Because now I just want to know. God.
How the fuck am I find nigga from?
Just look up. No, Set It Off.
Yeah, all right. Yes.
You're just about to type in. Hey, who is that guy?
Who the nigga from? Yeah, that one nigga from all the movies.
See, now I'm looking at a list. Which one of these do I just like? You know what? I kind of want to pick one that's like trash, but I like it because I feel like I sound very judgmental this whole time. Like, there's not enough character development. I'm gonna find one. You know, a movie I like that's not great? Shadows.
Shadows.
Yeah, Shadows is not like a great movie. Like the acting's not great. It's just goofy.
Yeah, I don't like Shadows. I don't even remember that much, but I couldn't fucking deal with I had to watch with subtitles and shit. I couldn't deal with the accent.
I think I just like the Marley dude. I think I'm just attracted to him. So
yeah, that's probably what it is. Yeah.
Like, I want to fuck. I don't care that your acting's terrible and this plot is very thin and it's sad. I just want to have sex with you. You know what? That wasn't a great one, but I don't care. I'm going with it. Did you find the guy's name yet?
No.
Did you look
at find it? I'm looking.
You know, well, now I'm gonna do another one.
The picture's real little.
Does this count? This should count. It's not even on here. Is this a hood movie? Baby's Kids? Yes, right?
Yeah, that's a hood movie.
Baby's Kids is one of my favorite movies, like ever of all time. Like, not even just animated. It's just one of my favorite movies. It's such a good movie.
Yeah, it's a cute movie. It's a cute little adventure. The animation is kind of not great.
It's very old.
But yeah, no, not even just that. You can tell it's hella cheaper shit even. But it's not, you can almost play it off like it's just stylized. It's supposed to be like
that. Yeah. I like the jokes. I like growing up, I used to just always rent that movie. It was like that movie and Little Rascals. And I would rent that movie all the time. And I was so sad when my daddy told me that wasn't Robin Harris, that was Faison Love, and that Robin Harris had died.
Oh,
I was so
I thought he recorded it before he died. No,
it was Faison Love. I think he died.
Yeah, he died like right after House Party. Yeah, he died right after House Party came out.
So he was supposed to do it, but he died. So yeah, he And Faison Love sounded like him. Like, he really did sound like him. He did a good job. Like, it's a funny-ass fucking movie.
Yeah, shout out Faison Love. I gave up looking for the guy.
Okay, I'm going to find him. Go ahead and do yours. I care.
All right, one that's not good, but I like it. State Property. I don't know if you ever seen State Property.
Which one is that?
That's with Benny Siegel.
Oh, my God.
All the Rockefeller dudes in there. Yeah, that shit's pretty terrible. But it's funny to me. It's just, it's so bad that it's good. It's one of those type movies where it's like something stupid is happening kind of in every fucking scene, in every frame.
What do you like about it? Like, what makes it just because stupid?
Yeah, so it's like Beanie Siegel, and he's like rising up through the ranks as a drug dealer, which you don't ever see him selling drugs. He's just like,
moving.
He's like shooting a bunch of drug dealers or whatever. And it's like, there's a bunch of Rockefeller niggas, like Jay-Z is in it for a second.
I
gotta
move. Keep going.
Yeah, that's just like Mad Max Fury Road. No, but yeah, I think I only like it just because the acting is terrible. And it's like, it really is just for the meme and shit.
Like, you can't take it seriously at all.
I mean, I'm sure, because niggas, you know, hood niggas love it. I'm sure they take it seriously. It is like a super rough ass, like, it sounds like a hood ass motherfucker wrote that shit, like, in a jail cell. And shit.
What's the story? Like, what happens at the end? Because I don't remember. Like, just what happens at the end?
I think he goes to, so it, they do like a twist, weird twist ending where he shoots up the courtroom and shit. But then, like, he didn't do that. He was just in jail. And then, like, he was in jail now. Or I don't fucking know. You got to watch it. Or watch my review of it. My review of it. You'll get the whole gist of it. I wouldn't make you watch the whole movie. You wouldn't like it.
Okay. I'll watch the review. And also, I found the guy so quickly. What were you looking at? I found him. I found him, but I didn't want to interrupt you. I'm also high, so that's not an excuse. Yeah, you thought, though. Yeah.
I mean, hey, it's all good.
Yeah, nah.
Can you tell me the guy's name?
Nope. No, it's Chaz Lamar Shepard.
Yeah, I'd have never guessed that. I don't know this guy's name.
Chaz Lamar Shepard, and he's been in Moesha, Nutty Professor, Steve Harvey, Set It Off, Sister Sister, Seventh Heaven. I'm just reading the ones
that Nutty Professor? Oh, he's probably a student.
He was just student, yeah. That's literally his title, was a student. In the House, The Temptations. I knew he was in The Temptations, I told you. The Parkers. He was Aaron! That's who I remember him from in The Parkers.
He was Aaron, a boyfriend.
That was dating Kim, yeah. The Parkers, The Game. He was in Luke Cage? He sure was in Luke Cage. Piranha.
Yeah, this nigga's still out there, huh?
Yep, last thing he did was 2019. And apparently he does music? Singer-songwriter. What if the music fire?
That's not.
Hold on. I'm about to look that shit up. Get Your Girl. Hold on. 2010.
Oh, my.
Wait a minute. No, we going down. We doing it now. Hold on. Fast forward. Get to playing it. It's loading. It's right now. Like,
too loud. This should sound like Kirk Franklin.
He can sing. I don't want to hear it though.
You're going to copyright claim me.
Sorry, no, I do want to hear it. And I'm still, he's like, I don't care, bitch. I'm still going to get you.
All right.
Yo,
turn it off. You're going to get my girl.
He can sing. The singing was very good. God damn, bro. I'm working. All right, I'm going to do my last one, and then you can do your last one. I'll let you go last since you're the guest. One, okay. Do you want me to do one I hate or love? How you want me to end it?
Do one you hate.
One I hate? Okay, yes. Is it, you want a controversial one?
Whatever you
feel. Or just one like. Hate? You know what? I'm going to do, fuck it. I said it earlier, but I didn't talk about it. Jason's lyric, I hate it. And it's not a bad movie. Like, it's not a bad movie. It has plot. It has all of that. I don't care about the characters. Like, when Jada Pinkett got shot, I did not care.
Yeah.
I was just like, so? Like, so what? The bulk of the story, the most interesting part of the story to me, and maybe I just like family dynamics, was the brother. Like,
yeah, no, I think that was, yeah, for me too. Yeah, that was that, because I remember liking the movie, and that was the only reason. Like, the romance part was supposed to be the main part, but like, they actually didn't have that good chemistry. I think it's just two light skinned people shouldn't be, you know what I'm saying?
Just being together,
two light skinned people shouldn't be. No, I don't like that. No, but Bokeem Woodbine is a good ass actor.
Oh, he's so good.
Yeah, him and Forrest Whitaker together.
Yo, the scenes with Forrest Whitaker was fucking me up.
Yeah, that's just scary. Yeah,
and even the twist of it being Jason that shot him and not him, like that was the, so like the love was just, I didn't care, I didn't give a fuck when he killed himself. That was like, oh shit, like,
yeah, that was the most interesting part. Yeah, all that shit was, yeah, the love shit was like taken away from that shit. You're like, what the fuck?
Get out of here.
If they would have made that shit, if they would have made their love story a little better, then they could have made the movie a lot better.
Mm-hmm. And I agree with that. I didn't feel like I don't feel like they had chemistry. Like, there was nothing, like you said, y'all just put two light-skinned, conventionally attractive people together, or semi-conventionally attractive, because he got stupid face to me. But y'all just put them together.
He got a traditionally handsome face. Like, that's a Gaston, you know what I'm saying?
Gaston! Very chiseled jaw ass looking.
Yeah.
But I didn't, it was stupid. And once again, I'm from Houston and I hated all the accents. The funniest thing is the people that sounded like the most from Houston were the people that just weren't talking with accents. They were just talking. Because Houston, if you ever go there, like, it's certain words that we say that just sound country, but for the most part, we're kind of accentless.
Nah, it's a once you in the area,
I'm telling you. You hear the country.
I can hear your accent
I can hear yours too, but like, it's like if I'm doing a fucking DC accent and I'm just like, I'm just elongating every word. Yeah. It's not going to be realistic.
Yeah. Well,
like,
yeah, I get they made it goofy or whatever, but
like, it's certain.
You're definitely not
like,
accentless. Don't say that.
It's accentless. Yeah. It's very. Accentless. It is when I just be talking. It's not, but it's not a country accent like that. It ain't just like, howdy, let's come on down. That's East Texas. That's that's the plantation area, not just the city. Yeah, we going down to get some. No, we don't talk like that, bro.
Yeah, I get you. I feel you.
Not accurately, shut up.
But so one of the, well, I'm just gonna throw all these movies in there, all the fucking the teaching the kids in the hood movie, like Lean on Me, Dangerous Minds, like
American Me.
I don't think I've seen American Me, but just those two, and probably just like there's a couple other ones where it's just like,
what's that other one where he's teaching them how to multiply? We're trying to teach them how to multiply. Edwards James Amos. Which one was that?
Oh, that was American Me, right? No, that was Stand By Me.
Stand and Deliver. Yeah, stop teaching these kids.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. It's not about not teaching the kids. But like a lot of them, you know what I'm saying? Like it's weird how they just, you just got to rewatch them because they're really kind of, they exaggerate the kids, and then they have the white savior, whoever, like, all you gotta do is just yell at them and scream at them, and then, like, you know what I'm saying?
Did you do something for Gridiron Gang? You did, right?
No, I didn't.
You didn't? That is... Wait, is that... Yes, that is Gridiron Gang. I'm thinking, what's the baseball?
Hardball?
I hate that movie.
I hate that one too. That's in the same vein of the white savior type of movie.
And I've worked in schools, and I've worked in some terrible schools. It's like they're bad, but they're not crackhead coming.
Yeah, that's why they like Lean on Me and shit. Yeah, like that shit too much, bro.
Miss Leviathan,
because they make those schools and those situations seem so bad because the kids are bad. They don't actually ever talk about this, how the system is fucked up. And shit.
Like, why are these children this bad? Like,
the kids fuck the school up. Like, no, the school fucked the kids up.
The school, there's like, y'all aren't giving them any money. There's no after school program.
Let them do anything. Yeah, of course kids are going to want to do anything. You let them do
when the fuck, their parents are at home. Like, their parents are working multiple jobs. I hate that too. A lot of times they just make it seem like the parents are neglecting them. It's like,
yeah, like, no, it's not always the case.
Poverty.
Yeah. and they make most of the kids seem like crazy, and there's like a couple few and shit. Like no, it's yeah, they just do it wrong. They don't get it accurate, like John Singleton.
One of the only movies I feel like accurately kind of depicted like those kind of schools, and this is gonna be funny because it doesn't seem like it, but Sister Act 2.
Was that like a Catholic school or something?
A Catholic private school, but they were like, oh, these are some bad kids in the hood and shit. But it was like, they weren't menacing children. They were just getting in and shit, and they just needed something
just like
to focus on. More like, I know it's bad schools and kids be shooting, but like, they're not
that's
doing not, it.
That's a small ass chunk of fucking savage. You got some 21 savage ass kids out there.
Yeah, so, and like, he ain't even, he's British.
We normal and shit.
Just be chilling, just getting into shit, trying to be goofy, and they just need something to shift the energy. So that is one, for me, one of the best depictions of like, just give them something to do. And when you give them something to do, they thrive just like anybody.
That being said, I would definitely be roasting them niggas in the little choir and shit. I'd be roasting the choir niggas. Joyful, y'all niggas singing and shit.
Hearts unfold like flowers before me.
I'd have been like the bad guy and shit, looking in the window and shit, like,
look at them motherfuckers trying to sing.
saved by Jesus.
Like, no, they would have. You would have been the character they brought in.
Yeah, they might let me hear this shit.
He can sing the whole time.
I hit the high-ass note.
Oh shit, okay. Was that my last one? No, this is my last one. Or was that my last one? This is my last one.
Do one, yeah.
Go ahead. Okay, fuck it.
Well, I went last. You said I could do the last one. So I went last, and that was the last one. But you
so
can
this
go
is my last one, and then you got a last one. Okay.
Well, no, so, I did my last one. I'm good.
You did your last one?
I did.
Do my last one? Well, I don't want to do another one. You got the last one.
You said that was the last one. Okay, bye. You could do one more if you really want to say it. If you really got to say it.
I do, just because I have to now. Don't be a menace to South Central while drinking your juice.
You don't like it?
No, I love it. Like, this is funny. I didn't even want to. That's why I was like, I don't have to do this last one. It's just a funny ass movie. That's when spoofs were still funny. That's when, like, the Wayne brothers are hilarious. Every part of that movie was fucking funny.
Yeah.
Yes.
I think, because a lot of people want me to review that one too, but that one's like, there's nothing you can, like, that shit's too funny on its own. Like my reviews are supposed to be funny and like making fun of the movie or whatever a little bit. Like, there's nothing you can, like, that shit is flawless. That shit's hilarious. Hood movies, man. Watch some more hood movies, y'all. Watch some more hood movies out there, y'all.
Support. There's a lot of black rom. I'm going to say rom-coms. We don't have a lot of rom-coms. We have a lot of romance movies. That's a whole nother thing in itself, because a lot of those I hate.
I feel like, and it's almost hard, like, if you're not into movies or whatever, it's like, it's hard to find, because, like, if you pick one at random, chances are it's going to be doo-doo and shit, so you gotta, but, like, we have some super classics that are fucking, that'll change your life and shit, but, yeah, you just gotta watch my channel, and then you can, you know, find out which ones to, you know, keep track of. Y'all, watch my channel, Prim's Hood Cinema, PrimsHoodCinema.com, RoxyHayes.com.
With two M's. What are you spelling?
Premsa Cinema.
Spell it?
You spell it.
Spell it so they can find you. Oh, want me to spell it? PrimsHoodCinema.
Why are you spelling it?
YouTube. You just told me to spell it. YouTube.com/PrimsHoodCinema.
You got it. Okay. www.
Okay.
PrimsHoodCinema.edu.
Shut up. And yes, check me out. Roxy Hayes. I'm on everything. RoxyHayze. I'm getting back on Twitch, so check me out. I don't know, either Thursdays or Fridays. I'm not sure yet. Just follow so you can get the notification. Right now, I'm playing God of War, and I'm playing Dream Daddy, the gay dad dating simulation game. Gaming While Black. Make sure to follow Gaming While Black. I'm about to start filming my show next week. So go ahead and subscribe to their YouTube channel as well so that you can see that. And thank you very much for coming on. I appreciate you. You were a great guest and all of that shit.
You sounded like you didn't mean that.
No, I mean, thank you so much, Prem. Mm-hmm. I've had a lot of guests, but you by far were like one of the best. Like, I never, I'm just excited that you took time out of your day to come and bestow your hood cinema wisdom on me. I am not worthy. Thank you so much.
That was a lot better. I appreciate that, man. Dude. Yeah, no, you're an all-star. Yeah, that's
oh my God, he did the catchphrase.
I said the thing, yeah.
I do like that, though. That is one of my... It sounded like I was being facetious, but... Hard nigga, bad nigga, I'm fly nigga. Bad nigga, I'm fly. Please don't be alarmed, it's just me high up over here. Chilling with my niggas, blowing smoke up in the air. Do not give